This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you to be involved. I do want you to get engaged. I do want you to do the right thing. Seriously, I want you to get involved. So if you head over to the website, realsite.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you were taught to hate. But you're going to find out that those people didn't have a clue. Not even close to a clue, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I do always appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's so many other shows that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and I really do appreciate that. It also lets me know how smart you actually are. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. All right. We got our campus crazies tonight. I'm going to do it in the first hour. And frankly, I got to tell you. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. These people really are gone. And the more. Here, let me help. Yes, we're live now. Fix your meds. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Okay, so first and foremost, we're going to have, I always feel bad. Because I never get his name quite right. But we'll try. Nikita Vladimirov, a Russian immigrant, is going to be on to discuss what's going on college campuses from a different perspective. You know, I joked with him and said that basically, you know, you grew up, you spent most of your life in a democratic socialist state of Vermont. I mean, Russia. Sorry, I keep thinking of Bernie. And then Sam Sorbo is going to join us with a new movie to talk about her new movie, her and her husband's, in the second hour. And then we're going to talk many. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, we're good. You guys are kicking the chat room. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always. Hey, my brother doesn't listen to the show or he'd kill me. The Red Sox got caught cheating, huh? Like, I care, but I think it's funny. And how they got caught, apparently, was they used a new Apple Watch. Right? So I guess they were taking pictures. Now, there's no rule in baseball against stealing or spying on the other team's signals, right, during the game. But there is a rule against using electronic devices. So they're using an Apple Watch and an Apple, you know, I hate these people. The New York Post, you can't read anything on their site because everything keeps popping up in front of you. And the funny thing about it is, do they really sell anything from those? Really? So the rule stipulates that no electronic devices are allowed in dugouts aside from league-issued iPads that have limitations, including not being able to capable of connecting to the Internet. These elements are covered by league officials when they visit all 30 camps each spring. So it's very clear. And Apple Watchers are considered an electronic device. So somehow the Yankees got a hold of a video of somebody in the Red Sox using this in the dugout to be able to send it, you know, send it to the coaches and such. And so they got called. Well, you know, what can I tell you? It's baseball. They get paid millions of dollars. Why don't you just fine them? Okay, they don't care. They got the money. They just don't care. And I'm not a sports freak anyhow, so I don't care. You can fine them all you want. I won't lose any sleep over it. I know my brother hates it. He still thinks that they're part of a dynasty or something. Right? Here we go. I'm going to lose half the audience right now. All right, here we go. The Red Sox couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up for like 50 years. Right? When I was a kid, I didn't have a baseball team to look up to. I didn't have a football team for sure. The Boston Patriots. My God, they're another one that couldn't win even if the other team didn't show up. But they, you know, we had the Bruins. We had the Celtics, who kicked the Lakers around. I guess some of my California buddies upset. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. So we got, what is this? Let me see. A message that you'll love this message. One of my buddies from Boston has a message for you people. Do I have enough time to do this? Yeah, I think I can pull this off. If I can't, we'll pick it up on the other side. Take a listen. If you can.
Hey, it's the guy from Boston today, and I got a tremendous email I want to read to you. The name of this email is Harsh Laws. Here's one of some of these harsh laws. There'll be no special bilingual...
I can translate for you later if you need it.
...programs in the schools. There'll be no special ballots for elections. All government business will be conducted in our language. Foreigners will not have the right, no matter how long they're here. Foreigners will never be able to hold political office. Foreigners will not be a burden to the taxpayers. No welfare, no food stamps, no health care, or other government-assisted programs whatsoever. Foreigners can't invest in this country, but it must be the amount equal to 40,000 times the daily minimum wage.
That was 40.
If foreigners do come and want to buy land, that will be okay. But options will be restricted. You are not allowed waterfront property.
You got to hear the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. You're going to miss it. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 please be involved in the conversation. Whether it's with me or somebody else, I prefer you be with me. But be involved in the conversation. You really need to let people, you need to get informed, number one. And then number two, you really need to let people know what you're thinking and why. Okay, because there's a lot of people that maybe, you know, listen to you in conversation, whoever you is, and really, you might be able to sway somebody. But at least get them to pay attention long enough to make it an informed decision instead of a party decision. You know, I can always tell the people that don't listen to my show, right? Because they always think that I am a Republican Party hack. And if they only heard me rip these people apart most of the time, they would know it's so not true. Matter of fact, There's people in my party that are mad at me for some of the stuff I say. And I don't really care. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, let's get back to it. This is the guy from Boston. No, not me. I'm talking about another guy from Boston. I know there's more than one guy from Boston. I know that scares the crap out of some of you, but it's really true. But I think his name is Joe Ligoti. I'll look it up while we're on. But he is reading an email that he got about some. Here, let me just play it for you. If you missed the first part of this, you got to go back and get it on your own. Seriously. Go back, pick up the podcast afterward, and you'll hear what I'm talking about.
That is reserved for citizens naturally born into this country. Foreigners may not protest. No demonstrations, no waving a foreign flag. No political organizing whatsoever, no bad-mouthing our president or his policies. If you do, you will be sent home. If you do come to this country illegally, you will be hunted down like a f***ing deer and sent straight to jail. Harsh, you say? The above laws happen to be immigration laws of Mexico. You know what, America? Wake the f*** up and smell the coffee. That's right. Mexico.
I think he's a little passionate about this. What do you think, huh? Maybe?
We're getting f***ed because their country sucks. Wake the f*** up. Harsh laws? I don't know. I say fix America first and help the citizens of America first and throw out all these illegal alien f***ers. Guy from Boston with another public service message. Remember, you were all thinking it, but I had the f*** to say it.
You know, I really never understood why people were afraid, or foreigners were afraid of people from Boston. And when I say foreigners, I mean people from the other 49 states, if you're from Boston. They always said to me, you're from Boston? People from Boston are so unfriendly. No, they just write to the point. There's no foo-foo. There's no gray areas, right? I mean, it's just what it is. So, you know, the guy from Boston, love him. Been listening to him for the last couple of years. You can find him on Facebook. Tell him Joe sent you. Tell him the other Joe sent you. How's that? Anyway, let's get to it. Our campus, I'll start that the next segment. See, I get all excited for nothing. I'll do that today. Oh, I got all kinds of stuff for you. I've got, let's see. No, I want to do that at one time. God bless it. See, I get so excited and I forget. But I've got Chuck Schumer's thoughts on DACA, right? And then we got the gang's thoughts on DACA, which is Obama and the rest of them. Oh, yeah. You got to hear this. This is classic stuff. You know, it's here. I can at least pull this one off. This is Mr. Obama talking about DACA and what he can do. Anytime you're ready.
Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings.
Temporary relief does not mean forever, for those of you with low IQ.
Apply for work authorization. Now, let's be clear.
See, even the bird can't stand to hear him trying to drown him out.
This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented.
Did you hear that? It's temporary. It's a stopgap measure to give some relief to the resources so they can start figuring out how to handle this. But yet, President Trump is all wrong. All he's doing is speeding up the process. That's so bad how? I'm sorry. I'm missing something here.
Driven, patriotic young people. It is the right thing to do. Excuse me, sir.
So somebody's yelling at him, asking him a question he doesn't yet want to answer.
It's not time for questions, sir. Not while I'm speaking.
All right. Not while you're...
precisely because this is temporary.
Yeah. The question was more like, all of a sudden, why do you have a right to do this? That's where he was going with it. All of a sudden, why is it okay for you to do this? And he's saying because it's temporary. Because it's not permanent. That makes it okay. God, these people are whacked. I mean, I don't mean kind of sort of whacked. I mean, they are whacked. You know, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the campus crazies. I mean, just it gets even worse. It just continues to get worse. And when it comes to, what's his name? See, I could never get his name right the first time. He's got a Russian name. Maybe if his name was John Smith or something, I'd be... What? Yeah? Go ahead, Smarty. Say the second name. I'll let you introduce somebody from now on. Nikita Vladimirov. He is an investigative reporter for campusreform.org. You guys should head over there during the break. Campusreform.org. And you'll see some of the stories they have, which is we get a lot of our campus crazy, but there's more sites than that. But this is the one we're focusing on because they have people on sites all across the country. And this is where your tax dollars are going. Seriously. And you are paying for, whether you believe it or not, you are paying for some of this. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, if you have any questions, comments, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, we got a lot. It's coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, head up to my website, therealside.com. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible... Ramblings, you've already got a portion of that. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Buy it during the break. I'll wait. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me here on the show. Well, you're watching, you're listening, you're doing all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, you're paying attention in a whole bunch of ways. And I do appreciate that very much. I really do. I want you to know I do. I don't know which one of these I want to do first. I'm like excited about one, but I have to do the other one as well. Yeah, I'll do this one. Okay, so we were talking about, you know, Obama said in the last segment, we were talking about I played the piece about Obama talking about DACA and how it was temporary, that nobody should consider this long term, that something had to be done to change it. It was eating up too much of our resources. You know, and you hear Schumer right now screaming and the rest of them screaming about how bad it is. Now listen to Schumer going back and forth with himself on DACA.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
The president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
A biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States.
They may have known no other country but ours and have voluntarily registered themselves.
Isn't this the true meaning of schizophrenia? I mean, just asking.
All illegal aliens present in the United States on the date of enactment of our bill must quickly register their presence with the United States government or face imminent deportation.
But we have to send a clear message just because you're...
I had to throw her in there just so you could lose your lunch. Seriously. Her and Obama.
But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws.
We don't want to send a message that's contrary to what we said yesterday afternoon.
Or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
With respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case. Because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed. And I know that everybody here at Bell is studying hard, so you know that we've got three branches of government.
Well, he doesn't.
Congress passes the law. The executive branch's job is to enforce and implement those laws. And then the judiciary has to interpret the laws. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
No, that was Obama, not Nikita. Anyway, so the this shows you where they can't get their own act together. They can't, they cannot have the same message from day to day, administration to administration. If the Dems say it, it's real and it's true. If the Republicans say it, it's bad. Anyway, to our campus crazies, right? I mean, we're doing this every week now. You got to hear this stuff. This stuff is just so nuts. And we're going to do it every week. Take notes, as one of you called it, the Snowflake Report is on its way. All right, we're kicking off again like we do, like I told you we're going to do, every single week. Not that we don't do it every night, but really going to focus. One whole segment, one whole hour, really, on the college campus crazies. That is, or as one of you like to refer to it, as the Snowflake Report. But, you know, when you look at all the colleges across the country, it's not an anomaly. It's not happening one place or one other place or kind of shotgun. It is all over the place. There's a commonality on these college campuses of the, you know, as I like to say, the inmates are running the asylum. Seriously, that's how bad it is. So Nikita Vladimirov is joining me. He's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. We've had him on before. Always enjoy when he's on with us. But, you know, he's got his finger on the pulse. Not only does he know what's going on campuses, but he spent a very large portion of his life living under a democratic socialist state. And no, I don't mean Vermont. I mean Russia, right? Isn't that true, Nikita?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and yes, but on.
Well, you know, I know Bernie likes to consider his, he's very much into a democratic socialist state, and that's what he's trying to do there in Vermont, but good luck to him. He's got his hands full with some of the issues that his wife come up with. But
there's that.
So hey, I know you've been paying attention to all the DACA stuff that's been going on and the president's what the president did on Tuesday, and I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the right, personally, he needs to back Congress into a corner. He needs to get them to actually do their job so they can earn their paychecks for the first time in 100 some odd years, whatever. But this one's even better. So now you've got a student government is going to put together a scholarship fund for DACA students. I'd like to know if they worked as hard, if they did anything to put scholarship funds together for American students, for kids that, you know, maybe the lower socioeconomic kids that couldn't afford to go to college, and grants together for them. This is just kind of nuts. So give us your insight on this.
No, of course. I mean, I agree with you completely with everything you just said. The United States has a problem with higher education and that it's much too expensive. So there's definitely money to be spent on proper use, perhaps to aid and assist students that can afford to go to college. And I'm probably biased in this, but what about the students who come to this country legally, who follow all the visa applications, who wait for years perhaps to get their green card, and then eventually become a U.S. citizen, like me. Why are those students not rewarded? Why are the families of those students not rewarded? But instead, these universities are focusing on DACA and illegal immigrants. So this is just, to me, the whole system of priorities has to be reversed here. That's my view.
Well, what I love, too, is, you know, all these kids on college campuses now carrying signs that we stand with DACA, which is really funny because they stand with breaking the law. They stand with something that even Obama said was not a permanent fix, that there needed to be a law. What they don't understand is these kids that already have permits to be here, they're going to be honored for 2 years. And basically what the president is saying, look, you got 6 months to fix this problem or else. So, you know what? My attitude is, hey, the DACA students, the people supporting the DACA students, they need to get on their local representatives to make things happen. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. It's really just a joke. And when you see things like this happening, this is the University of Arizona It's just amazing. Here, let's put money together for this. How many other kids on campus, American students, that you know maybe are just barely getting by there, they could use money for books, they could use money for, what, dormitories, living quarters, whatever there is. I'm a little older than you, so I'm far removed from a college campus, but I'm sure that there's other dollars they could use. It would be great for them to have that money in their pocket, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very expensive. That's the bottom line. Education in America is very expensive. It's too expensive. And then the reasons for why that is. But certainly you hit on the right point in saying that this money could be better spent elsewhere. But I also want to, remind everybody that the problem of illegal immigration is a problem of incentives. And DACA is just another positive incentive for illegal immigrants. And so what the president is trying to do, rightfully in my view as well, is to eliminate this positive incentive, to further disincentivize illegal immigration. This has nothing to do with being anti-illegal immigrant, but it has everything to do with being against illegal immigration.
Oh, I thought it was very interesting that there's a bunch of states that are suing him, and they're saying that the move that he took was illegal, but check this out. It wasn't illegal because it's against the Constitution. It wasn't illegal because it goes against most states' laws. It wasn't, they couldn't find any legal reason. The only reason that this was illegal, what he was doing, was because he's a racist. That was the only reason they could come up with. If I was a judge, I would let them do all this work, spend all this money, even though it's taxpayer money, and then I would look at them and start laughing and saying, I'm sorry, I couldn't find anything in any one of the statutes that says we can stop an executive order if we even think the president is racist. Okay? Sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
They got to be drinking heavily. These people make me crazy.
I just wonder what it's like to wake up every morning and say the same thing over and over again. Trump is racist. Trump is racist. Trump supporters are racist. I mean, at some point, you have to realize that maybe, this is getting a bit too old. Don't you get bored of saying the same thing over and over again?
You must be reading my post. Yeah, I do. Yes, we do get bored of hearing them saying the same thing over and over again. So don't you do it if you're a conservative. We'll be back more with Nikita right after this break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Heat up your coffee like I did. Come on back.
Hey, Daniel Bergman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always. I'm always happy and privileged and just feel glad that you're taking the time to spend with us here tonight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. You know, we're doing the college campus crazies now every week because this is getting out of hand. These people are getting out of hand. They've not just lost their minds. They've, like, really lost their minds. So let's get back at it. I want you to hear the report right from the campuses. That's right, huh? Yeah, sure. Whatever works. Okay, like I told you, every week we're going to hit a we're going to deal with the college campus crazies. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Some of you are calling it the snowflake report that we're doing every week. You can pick the stuff up yourself, though. You know, go get educated, go get informed. Head over to Campus Reform. .org, where you'll see some stories, you're going to scratch your head, you're not going to believe them. I'm telling you, they're true. They're all true. So, Nikita Vladimirov joins me. He's an investigative reporter for CampusReform.org. And you know what? He's got a clue, because he spent a very large portion of his life under a democratic socialist state called Russia. So anyhow, Nikita, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
And by the way, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are being affected by the hurricanes, whether you're, you know, the weather in Texas or Florida or any of those places are being affected terribly. You know, I hope they make it out there and they have no loss of life. And anyway, you know, the due process on college campuses, it's pretty much non-existent. And most students or most people on the campuses would feel that the institutions don't presume innocence of accused students. We've seen this happen over and over again where a student is accused of rape or accused of whatever it is, bullying or what have you, and they're guilty right off the bat. They get suspended almost immediately while you're waiting for some kind of investigation to be done. But there is no real due process on these campuses. Am I off or is this true?
No, this is completely true. And we finally have a comprehensive study to prove this. This is from the Foundation of Individual Rights in Education, FIRE, as it is known. They've had a study that concluded that 73.6% of America's top 53 universities, right, almost 75% of top 53 universities,
wow,
do not even guarantee students that they will be presumed innocent until proven guilty. I mean, this is absurd, absolutely absurd. And so, you know, we hear about this all the time based on anecdotal evidence or based on various news reports that come out and criticize universities for expelling students for seemingly no reason. Well, now we have an actual watchdog organization that did a comprehensive study that proves our suspicions.
Yeah, and it's about time somebody, you know, the other thing, too, is numbers, real numbers. The left doesn't play with real numbers. They grab them out of the air as they meet them, as they're heading for a meeting somewhere, you know. So, but when it comes to this, you know, like you said, you've got real numbers. You've got numbers from a real study. Think about that, people. Almost 75% of America's top 53 universities refuse or don't or won't guarantee a student that they'll be presumed innocent until proven guilty, which is 180 degrees from what it's supposed to be in the real world. Now, I wonder how many, I would love to know how many of those colleges were law schools. You think of that. Right? Think of the irony behind a law school saying, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to have to presume you guilty until we figure out that you are innocent. What are we teaching our kids? I mean, seriously. But I got to tell you something. Part of this study that bothers me is you look at what's going on campuses today, and those people that are smashing windows, that are burning down buildings, that are, you know, jumping on the security/police cars that are owned by the college campuses, I wonder if they're presumed guilty first, because I haven't seen many arrests happen on college campuses when it comes to that. So that'll be a story for another day. One of my other favorite ones here that I think this one's great too. The college awarded $1.2 million for women of color activists only, and I was saying that, you know, I touched on this the other night in the show, but I went over it at a million miles an hour, and I said, what color? Is there any one color in particular? You know, I know that a common term is, you know, red skin, yellow skin, white skin, black skin. It's like, okay, so the whites are totally left out. I'm so confused. Help me out.
Well, this goes back to the point that we make all the time at the Leadership Institute's campus reform, that intellectual diversity is simply not valued. We now have universities that favor cosmetic diversity. They want either women of color, they want particular groups that have been victimized, etc. But it's never about intellectual diversity. It's never about getting a group perhaps of experts or even of students to discuss an issue from multiple perspectives. It's always about what they look like, which is a bit bizarre to me, because when I came to the United States, the first thing that stuck out is, why is it that we have to identify as white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Latino on our standardized tests? You're going to laugh. I mean, I was at that point in America for about a month, and I thought to myself, why don't we just circle other and write down that we are American? And, of course, you know, I couldn't even speak any English properly back at that point in time. So, you know, this all, I think, stems from the same problem of divisive politics and the lack of intellectual diversity.
No, I'm laughing because, look, even a lot of my black friends say the same thing. Why do you refer to me? And I mean, they're bringing it up as a point of conversation. Why do you call me a black man? Why do you call me a black woman? Why am I not just a woman? Why am I not just a man? You perpetuate racism. You perpetuate, you know, you break these things out when you put that identifier in there. you know, the black guy. Now, it's different when there's a group of people in a room. You know, I used to joke, I went to a predominantly black church. And I mean, if you walked into the church, you would find us pretty darn quick. All right, so for somebody to say, hey, it's that white guy down there, you know, fourth row down, that's okay. That's not a racist statement. It's just a statement of fact. But when you use it in statistics, when you use it to try to separate people out, you're almost throwing fuel on the racism issue. Don't you agree?
Precisely, Joe. And what happens later is that these statistics get released, and they set a certain standard of expectation. They say, well, according to this study, based on the standardized test, a certain percentage of African Americans perform with a certain degree of competency, and then a certain percentage of white Americans, a certain percentage of Latino, et cetera. And so they set an expectation by releasing these studies that actually perpetuates this politics of divisiveness. And so students take a look at that and say, well, I guess because I'm a member of this group or that group, I have to perform based on these expectations that are published in these studies. So it's absolutely absurd.
Well, I'm laughing because there was it was last year. I watched this thing where a guy went to the streets of Atlanta and he talked to a lot of black people after talking to some white folks. And he said, hey, look at, do you think that having an ID to vote is racist? And the white folks all said the same thing. Yes, it is. Black people don't have access to, transportation or to be able to get it. They might not know how. And I'm listening to the white folks and I'm thinking to myself, wow. If those aren't racist comments, I don't know what is. But I left it alone. I didn't say anything, right? And then what happened?
Right.
Then what happens is they go to a black neighborhood in Atlanta, right? And they're asking those people. A guy would walk up and say, "Hey, do you have an ID on you?" And they go, "Of course I do." Okay, and so you've got a picture ID? Yeah, of course I do. And you could see the person starting to get upset. And he says, because we're told that black people. You know, asking for an ID, it hurts black people because they can't get IDs. And they were all upset. And I was thinking to myself, wow, right? I mean, this is just crazy that we think we know, or there's a certain group that thinks they know everything about black people, and most of them aren't even black. It's always been a puzzlement to me, as I like to say. So, anyhow.
We're all Americans.
Yeah, well,
I
agree with you, but it even gets better than that because, now apparently, if you're a conservative, you're just one angry guy. You know what I'm saying? You know all about that, don't you? The University of Cincinnati, right? They now say that they're promoting a study that links anger to conservatism. I always have trouble with that word because I just think it's common sense, but that's just me. I don't have to tell you. But think about where do they get that? Why do they think that's even relevant?
Well, maybe because there's no due process on college campuses. I would also be walking around pretty angry, let me tell you that. Of course, again, another example based on what we just talked about a second ago, universities openly, basically discriminating against conservatives. And the issue here, particularly with this study, is that they interviewed, I think, about 1,000 students, right? Well, of course you're going to get results that are extremely anti-conservative when you interview 1,000 college students. I mean, this is the same thing as going and interviewing professors in the academia. They're all extremely left-wing. They're all extremely progressive. So, of course, your results are going to be anti-conservative in one or another manner. So I just have all sorts of problems with this particular study, to be honest.
No, and you hit it right on the head, though. What I love about it is they're asking the same people, the same ones that are running around with masks on, smashing windows, jumping on police cars, but the conservative ones are the violent ones. It's always amazing to me. Nikita, tell people where they can find more of your writings, more of your investigative reporting.
Of course. Well, I write for a wonderful publication, campusreform.org. You can find my writing there.
And anywhere else? I mean, are you out in the street reporting? Can we find you at college campuses anywhere?
You can. No, I'm not on the street. It depends. It really depends on the assignment. But campusreform.org, you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook.
And some of the younger people listening, if they're on a campus somewhere and they want to get a story to you guys, how do they do that? You just send it to campusreform.org. Head over there and check it out. They have a place you can post it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Sam Sorbo. Again, heat up your coffee. Come on back.